paragraph Yudalid. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach and his gang, let's see you take these pans, the simualim ktoiris, and let's see you prepare the offering of ktoiris. You want to see who's right, whether you're right or Aaron HaKohen's right? You want to see on whose side Hashem is on? Let's see you bring ktoiris. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh explains over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, Helochem Tashmish Choviv. Here's the choicest service of Hashem. The best thing a person could possibly do to please Hashem is to bring the Ktoiris. He haKtoiris, haChaviva min haKoil. It's the Ktoiris, which is the most beloved of all the different sacrifices. V'sam hamoves nosim b'soichoi. However, it also has a killing power in it. It's also deadly. Sheboi nisrfu nos Nodav Aviyu. We know that Nodav and Aviyu tried bringing Ktoiris improperly and they got blown away by it. Kigam Nodav Aviyu pogmu al yidei bechinas hayetzohoro shel malo, bechinas malach hakodesh, bechinas dinim ugvurois. Because Nodav and Aviyu also made a mistake similar to what we're describing in this whole chapter of Likutei Halachos, where Rabbeinu Zal had explained that there are different levels of Yetzer Hara. And even when a person rises to become a very great tzaddik, he also has a Yetzer Hara up there on the top floor that's battling him. Not like the Yetzer Hara is downstairs. His Yetzer Hara is a Midas Hadin. It's Gvurois that he has to be Mamtik. It's something that the tzaddik has to work on his level. Kinid melehem, because it seemed to Nodav and Aviyu, shelefi goydel kedushosom huatsuma, that because of the fact that they were on such a high level of holiness, gamheim ruuyim lahaktir ktoiris, they felt confident that they also are capable, are qualified to bring ktoiris. Achim, however, they were wrong. They were mistaken. What was their mistake? The Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh offer different explanations of what their mistake was. One of the explanations is that they weren't married. They weren't married. And in order, a person would say, what is marriage? Marriage is a yerida. Marriage is a person has to reach down. The Gemara says in one place, if your wife is short, bend down and listen to her. So marriage sometimes entails bending down. But marriage is a form of hamtokas hadinim. The woman represents din, the man represents chesed. If they're able to come together and live in peace and harmony, then it's a major hamtokas hadin. And that can prepare the man to qualify to bring Torahs, to enter into all kinds of high levels of kedusha, which he can't go into if he's not married. If he hasn't performed that tikkun, the hamtokas hadin on the lower level, he can try to do the Amtokas Adin on the 85th floor, etc. But Rav Nosson Zal says, Achaim loy nichshelu rak bedakus godol. However, Nodav and Aviyu were not Koirach, chas v'shol. They were a billion miles away from Koirach. They got messed up in a tiny, 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 in a very delicate, delicate point. V'ovru al pen yehersu el Hashem lalois. They violated, they made a mistake regarding trying to go up too high or too fast, too quickly. That was their mistake. Shezeo b'chinas, that's why the Pasuk says about them, b'korvosom lifnei Hashem v'yamusu. In their coming close to Hashem, they died. Because they were involved in coming close to Hashem. They weren't spitting on Hashem like Korach was. They weren't making fun of Hashem. They wanted to come close. It's just they didn't know that to come close, you need a Rebbe, you need a Moshe Rabbeinu and an Aaron HaKohen. And the minute you think you know more than them or as much as them, you're in big, you can step on a mine and get blown to smithereens, Rachmana Litzlan. Ukameshekosav Admor Shom Besimen Ayin Beis Anal. As Rabbeinu Zal points out in Torah Ayin Beis, which is the Torah that this whole halacha is based on, that we're talking about here, B'sicha zois menyan ha-yetzahara, where Rabbein Ezal is discussing the topic of the yetzahara, ha-govoya shel ha-tzadikim, the very high level yetzahara that the tzadikim have. Shekosav shom, Rabbein Ezal writes over there, the gam be'inyan hiskarvus el Hashem Yisborach, that also regarding coming close to Hashem, yesh yetzahara godol. There's a major yetzahara. A person has to be very careful. Even when he wants to do something good, he wants to make Hashem happy, he wants to make the tzaddik happy, he's got to be careful, he's got to know boundaries. And sometimes people jump, they go too quick, or they jump to do something that they think is very good, and chas v'shalom, if it's the wrong timing, or it can boomerang, it can backfire, and it can cause tremendous harm, chas v'shalom. Bechinas, as Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai, warn the Jews, keep back 2,000 feet. Don't come too close. Don't get too close. Penyer sulal es Hashem, because if they try to break through the barrier and come close to Hashem, Hashem said, v'noflu mimenu amrov. Many of them will die. They'll get blown away, chas v'shalom. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Ayin Beis, where Rabbein Ezal explains this. This is also why Rabbein Ezal has a chapter in Likut Imran where Rabbein Ezal says that the tzaddik, when he speaks about the tzaddik, he says the tzaddik is called chosam. Chosam means a seal. Rabbein Ezal says there that just like a seal that appears like on the rings, in the olden days they used to have a ring and they had a seal on it and you would stamp a paper and it would come out. The seal, a person looks at the seal, usually they can't really figure out what it says, because it's upside down, it's backwards. It's only after the seal is put on a paper, then you look at the paper, there you can see it, you can interpret it correctly. Rabbein Ezal says over there that for the majority of the world, for them to go straight to the tzaddik, they're gonna get confused, they're gonna make mistakes, they're gonna mess up in all kinds of different ways. They have to know that in order for them to have a proper, good, healthy kesher to the tzaddik, they need the students of the tzaddik. That the students of the tzaddik are like that paper that has the insignia on it. They are much more accessible to the regular people, and they can help the regular people be able to understand and interpret the tzaddik correctly. We are privileged to have a Likutei Halachos and a Likutei Tefilos, the Sforum of Rav Nosson Zal, which all of the great leading Breslover tzaddikim stressed throughout all the generations, that it's only people who study properly the teachings of Rav Nosson Zal and learn from the students of Rav Nosson Zal and their students, those people can hope to interpret Rabbein Ezal's words correctly and to be able to achieve a true hiskarvus to the tzaddik. V'zeo bi'atzmo y'bechinas pegam ben azayu ben zoyma. And what we described here, the problem of Nodav and Aviyu, this was the mistake of Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma. Shehitzitzu yoyser midai. They looked too much. They saw too much. They looked beyond where they were capable of looking and interpreting correctly and being able to handle it. So it blew them away to a degree. Ki k'toyres govoya ma'oid ma'oid. Because k'toyres is on a very, very high level. V'humevatel moisona. K'toyres is such a powerful tikkun that it has the ability to eliminate death. It has the ability to wipe out a plague. Or, as we find in the Torah, a few examples. Ki k'toyres mamtik kol hadinim meroish v'atsoif. K'toyres sweetens all the dinim. K'toyres has the ability to cure, to resolve, and to be masaking all the dinim from the bottom, from top to bottom. The full gamut of Midas Hadin, K'toyres can address every single level. Ki siluko de K'toyres ad ein soif. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, K'toyres reaches up to infinity. It goes up to the highest levels. Ukamuva b'Zohar HaKadosh. As the Zohar HaKadosh explains this very well, there's a medrash, I believe, that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for the 40 days, 40 nights, when he was leaving, Hashem said to the angels, now, you guys, let's see, at least be good hosts. somebody comes as a guest to your house, you send them away, you give them a gift, you give them a present, a going away present. Each one of the angels had to give Moshe Rabbeinu a going away present. So it asks, what did the angel of death give him? The answer is, he gave him the secret of the Ketores. The angel of death gave Moshe Rabbeinu the antidote to the angel of death, which was the secret of the Ketores. The Ketores is 11 spices. 11 in Hebrew is Yud Aleph. Yud is 10, Aleph is 1. Yud Aleph, the way we pronounce it, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei is 111. 111 and 20 is 131, which is Bigimatria, the angel of death. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the angel of death, that's his name. The Ketores is the antidote to the Malach HaMoves. The Ketores is such a high level of power, such a tikkun, that it can be mamtik. The angel of death is the Sitra Achra. He's the other side. The other side is the left side. The Ketores has the ability to wipe it out completely. That's why when a plague broke out, Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll see in a minute, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, quick, grab Ketores, bring Ketores. That'll stop the Malach HaMoves. Who taught him that trick? The answer is the Malach HaMoves himself taught it to him before he came down. However, based on the incredible high level that the Ketores is, Ein mi sheroi sheyaseg boy, there is nobody who is qualified to deal with the Ketores, ki im ha-koyen horoi lekach, other than the koyen who's qualified to do it. You need a koyen who's on a high enough madrega that he's qualified to bring the Ketores. Aval hazor ha-korev, however, the Torah warns us many times, if a stranger, if one who's not qualified goes ahead and tries to bring a korban, you must. Death penalty. Ki adarabba, because what happens then is you get the exact opposite reaction. Mizgare boy hadin yoiser. A person who's not qualified to be dabbling in this midas hadin, to engage this midas hadin, if he's not qualified, you know what they do? They swallow him up. Ki kol hadinim yesh lehem shayrish, because all the different aspects of midas hadin have a daddy. They have a source from which they originate from. V'zeh shayrish yesh lo oid shayrish l'malag v'menu, and this daddy has another daddy. Each midas hadin has somebody somewhere where it comes from, where it draws from, going higher and higher up on the totem pole. V'chein l'malo l'malo, continuing to go up. V'chol ma shemalin hadin shelamato l'shor shagavoy mimenu, and the more a person is able to elevate, to take a din that's down below and elevate it to a level above it, when a person is able to take the din and elevate it, lahavdil, like we said, when a person gets married and he takes a woman and he elevates her through marriage, he picks her up, he's misameach her, he helps her grow, he helps her reach a certain shlemus, he helps her be able to bring children into the world, and all the different aspects of her tikkun, niklash v'nimtak hadin. When a person does that, the din becomes sweetened. It gets its tikkun. Bebechinas hamtokas hadin b'sharoshoy. As the Sifrei Kabbalah always stress, that in order to be mamtik hadin, you have to go to the shoresh of that din. You have to elevate that din to a certain level above it. And there it gets its tikkun. Aval adayin gam shom yesh ezedin. However, let's say you're on the 23rd floor and you're working on the din over there, and that din is connected to someplace on the 24th floor, and you move up the din from the 23rd floor to the 24th floor, don't forget there's the 24th floor din that's connected to the 25th floor. It's something that has to keep moving. It's a continual process. It's not just a one-time shot. You go in, you make your move, and then you go out and retire. You have to keep elevating higher and higher. Ad tachlis hashoyrish, until the person goes up to the highest, highest source. Sheshom nimtak legamri. There, all of the din is sweetened completely. If a person is able to go up that high, from there, he's able to draw a hamtoka to sweeten all the dinim. Aval mi she'ein roi lekach, but a person who's not qualified to go up that high, azai loy dai she'en amam tegadim shiroshoi, not only will he not succeed in fixing the din in its shoyrish, at its source, adarabba, what will happen is the opposite will happen. Al yodoi yoinek yoiser ve'yoiser misharoshoi. By his trying to elevate the din, to take it to a higher place in order to sweeten it, if he succeeds, wonderful, he sweetened it. If he fails, by his having elevated the din becomes more powerful. It's drawing from a higher source now, it's drawing negative energy. Remember, there's positive din and negative din. He's trying to cure the negative aspects of the din by elevating it, by bumping it up. If he's not qualified, and the din pushes him, the din gives him a punch and knocks him down, then by his having caused that din to move up, the din becomes even stronger. And it could become stronger in a harmful way, chas v'shalom. Machma sherotzo ze liga b'kedusha gavoya kol kach. Because of the fact that this person wanted to go up in holiness to such a high level, she'enoi roilo, which he wasn't worthy of, which he wasn't qualified to go up there. V'azai chas v'shalom nesor b'yoyser adin she'yeshom. What happens is, by his going up to that 25th floor, where he's not qualified, he don't have a pass to be on that floor. When they kick him off, when they knock him off, they get even stronger. The din that he moved up from the 24th floor to the 25th floor, those dinim gain new energy and new power from the fact that he bumped them up. V'azai chas v'shalom nesor b'yoyser adin she'yeshom v'yoymkim hadinim shelamato yoyser v'yoyser hashom. The midas hadin gets stronger, and even the lower levels of din get stronger now, and they can use it chas v'shalom against him. V'ze b'chinas goydel ho'isur al azorim lehiskarev ledvorim hamikudoshim. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand also why it's so terribly forbidden for people who are not qualified to approach certain holy things. For example, kigoin lechol truma v'kodesh, for a non-kohen to eat truma, or for a person who's not qualified to eat from certain korbanos kochim, to go ahead and eat it, oy liso ha'orain, or for a non-levi to carry the Oroin, the Holy Ark, Uklei HaKodesh, and the vessels in the Beis HaMikdosh, Kemavur BaTorah BeKama Azoros, as we find that there are many warnings in the Torah about this, not to dare approach one who's not qualified to. V'Alkein Koirach VaAdosoi SheRotzu Liga B'ma She'en Lohem, and therefore Koirach and his crew, when they wanted to touch what wasn't theirs, Hisra bohem Moshe beinyan haktoiris. Moshe Rabbeinu warned them regarding the ktoiris, shagovoya min hakoil, which is the highest level sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdosh. V'yafal pikein, and despite the fact that it's so high a level, gam shom tzrichin li zoher mehayet zohoro v'hadin sheyeshom. Even though it's so high up spiritually, there also, there is a Yetzahara, there is an evil inclination, and there is a Midas Hadin that's involved there. Kimi shenoigea boi shaloi koroi, and therefore a person who touches it, who's not qualified, kegoin shaloi bitoi bezmanoi, for example, if it's not the proper time, mikolshkein zor, and especially if it's a person who is not from those people who are qualified to be dealing in, Azai Adarabba, then the exact opposite will happen, meaning Haktoiris Memisoisoi Me Oitsem Kidushosoi Daika. The Ktoiris will kill the person as a result of its great holiness. Now, usually holiness gives life. Holiness is good. Here, it's the fact that it's so holy can also bring about the person's death. Because this person who is improper, who's not qualified, he activates the source of din that's found there in the Ktoiris. V'yonkim hadinim shelamato yoiser. And then the dinim, the lower level dinim, draw even more din, powerful din, from the Ktoiris itself, chas v'shalom. V'chein hoyo b'emes. And this is actually what happened. Shenevdu Koirach v'adoso yalidei zeh. That Koirach and his entire group were destroyed, wiped out through this improper bringing of the Ktoiris. Avol ha-koyin ho-roi la-haktir Ktoiris. Whereas the koyin, who is qualified to bring the Ktoiris, who mevatel moisono, he eliminates death. U-mamtik u-mevatel kol minei dinim sheboilam al-yidei Ktoiris ha-govoye moed moed. And he sweetens and eliminates all types of din in the world, all types of judgments, all types of punishments and harmful things through the Ketoiris, which is so very, very high a level. V'alkein, and therefore, achar blias koirach, after koirach was swallowed up by the earth, shehisloinenu Yisroel, when the Jews were complaining, at shehechel hanegef, to the point where a plague broke out among the Jewish people and started decimating them, Tzivo Moshe es Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Aharon HaKohen, sheyorutz v'yemaher lahaktir Ktoiris, that he should run quickly and offer Ktoiris. Ki Ktoiris mamtik kol hadinim sheboilam, ki shemaktir oisoi horoi lakach. Because when a person who is proper, who is worthy of bringing the Ktoiris, brings it, then the Ktoiris has the ability to sweeten every type of din, every type of judgment in the world, to reverse it, to take away its harmful effects. V'oz herolehem, and then Moshe Rabbeinu showed the entire Jewish people, she'ein ha-Ktoiris meimis chas v'shalom, that it's not the Ktoiris that kills, k'moshe hoyu meramnenim, u'meilizim achrov, like the Jews were singing about it, and they were trying to bring out negativity, a negative attitude towards the Ktoiris. Kama Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh said there, the Jews were saying, oh, what do we need this? What do we need the Mishkan for? What do we need the Ktoiris? Look what it does. It brings death to the Jews. But rather, it's the sin that kills. When the Ktoiris is being brought by a person who's not qualified to bring it, that's when that person's sins are what kill the person. Whereas when the one who's bringing the Ktoiris is a koyin who's qualified to bring it, then the Ktoiris has the ability to stop a plague, and to eliminate a decree of death. Ki ein korban shemamtik kol hadinim kemoi haKtoiris. Because there is no sacrifice in Judaism that has the ability to sweeten all types of din like Ktoiris. Ktoiris is the top of the top.